Hello, this is AJ, and welcome to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? This is TQP number 20, The Big Move. It's been a long time since I put out a podcast. I think the last podcast was on April the 23rd. A lot of things have happened since then. As the podcast is titled, The Big Move, I have moved from the state of Virginia to the state of Georgia. What I'm going to talk about today is what's been happening in my life. Other than the big move, I'm going to talk about my new sewing space, what I'm working on, what's on my radar, my new local quilt shops, a little spinning I've done, and finally a doggy update. Okay, the big move. Well, driving 9+ hours with 2 dogs is something that I never want to do again, especially when one dog is used to riding in your lap from a puppy. I'm not going to say any names. Gizmo, he's used to riding in my lap, and being behind that doggy partition was not a happy thing for him. For him, it was 75% of whining the entire time. Now, for Jody, he is only used to riding behind a partition. So for him, it was fun. He'd be up looking out the window, and then he'd lay down and take a nap. Then he'd be up and look out the window, then he'd lay down and take a nap. Then we'd have to stop every so often so they could get out and do what they needed to do to get them fed. I do believe they are worse than children on a road trip. Had it not been for my daughter driving down with me, I would have been more of a wreck than I was. Thankfully, she drove down with me. She did take a couple of hours of driving, although I did most of the driving because, you know, I wasn't tired. We didn't leave until late or early afternoon, and we didn't get in until around 10:30 at night. So it was a long, long day. So just to say, traveling with dogs is worse than traveling with children. At least that's my opinion. Maybe once Gizmo gets used to riding in the back, he'll be a lot better. Now, if any of you have moved recently and you got to your destination before your furniture arrived, have you ever slept on an air mattress? Well, I had the pleasure of sleeping on an air mattress for a total of 4 nights. I think it was 4 nights. It was either 3 nights. No, it was 4 nights. And can I say backache? I was so glad when my furniture finally arrived on that Tuesday. The first thing that I made sure that was set up was my bedroom. After that, nothing else mattered. I got everything put in the rooms, all of the large objects anyway, placed in the rooms in which they were going to have their final resting place. Once they got there, I knew that if I needed to rearrange, it would be a lot easier to rearrange if it was already in the room, as opposed to either being out in the garage or on the first floor. So that was a good thing. Can you say boxes? Well, I have lots and lots of boxes. I have put up a lot, gotten rid of a lot of the boxes. However, I still have several boxes to go through. Some are papers that I need to go through and shred. Some still have fiber. Some have books, magazines. Some has fabric still. I'm running out of spaces right now. I have craft things stored in what I call a small closet in my bedroom, a closet in the third bedroom. A little bit of stuff has encroached upon the smaller of the two linen closets. So luckily, this house has a lot of storage that I can hide things, as well as a 2-car garage. And with me, I only have 1 car. I left my other car with my daughter in Virginia. So even though I'm making both payments and all of the payments for their insurances, one lives in Georgia and one will be living in Virginia. So with that said, I will find out the damage to make her the sole driver of the car that still lives in Virginia on Monday. That is a whole nother podcast topic. So I digress. But anyway, so I still have some boxes to do. I'm probably 3/4 of the way done with my boxes. Trash pickup around here is only once a week. I guess I've been spoiled. We're used to having 2 days a week where I am. And basically, whatever you put out in the bins, in a black bag, or on the curb, gets picked up. Well, here, not so much. You only have one trash bin. You have to pay a $12 extra fee to get a second trash bin. And that $12 is not a one-time fee. It's per month. And I don't think that's necessary because once I get all of my moving stuff away, then I won't need but one trash bin. So anyway, getting back to the pickup. Well, they only pick up what's in the bin, what you can fit in the bin. So on my first day, I had lots of broken down boxes and bags full of paper trash from all of the packing material that was used. Had it all sat out on the curb for the pickup. Well, needless to say, they picked up just what was in the bin. So I had to bring all of that stuff back in, and I called the company. And they explained to me, they only pick up what's in the bin. If you buy another receptacle, unless it has the trash company's logo on it, they won't pick that up either. So I learned something. You have to break down the boxes, at least for this county. You have to break down the boxes, take them to the recycle dump where you recycle cardboard, plastic, and paper. And they have a place for you to take old furniture, and they do that by the weight. But the other things are free. So I had to make trips in my SUV full of boxes and paper. I still have one more trip to do. And I am putting out trash from the move once a week. I'm almost there. So enough said about that. Another thing strange with this county, which I found out, was that this is a dry county on Sundays. Those of you who follow me on Twitter have already heard about this. I don't think I've ever lived in a place that was a dry county. For those who may not be familiar with the term, a dry county is where you cannot purchase any alcoholic beverages. And on Sundays here, you cannot purchase any alcoholic beverages in a store. You have to go to a different county. And 4 miles down the road where my local Walmart is a different county. And yes, you can purchase it there. So there is a way around that as well. Now, in my county, you can go to a bar and get a drink or whatever, but that's not what I wanted. So a new thing for me, a dry county. Got to get used to that. The other thing I'm going to talk about real quick and then I'm going to move on is, again, if you follow me on Twitter, you already heard this. My account was compromised to the tune of greater than $4,700. Found that out. Obviously, some people have made purchases too in Norfolk, one in Richmond, but I had nothing to do with it. It wasn't me. But thanks to my bank, I was reimbursed and they are going to investigate it. So they have 90 days to give me a final decision, but I am thankful that the money has been put back into my account. So on to better news. Here I have a new sewing space. A lot bigger than the space I had before. Everything now is on or all in one room instead of on two different levels. So I'm happy about that. Basically, in my room, I have each corner set up with a particular function. I have a TV library corner, a quilting corner, a cutting and an ironing corner, a sewing and an embroidery corner. And the family that lived here before converted the closet into like a little office. It has a desk that someone built in, and it has shelving and a corkboard that's lining the walls. So that's perfect for me. And so you don't have a whole bunch of cords to have to come out the closet and around. They made like a little hole through the wall so that you can access the phone outlet as well as the plugs to the outside. So in there lives my PC, my printer, along with some of my other stuff that I haven't really found a home yet. But what I did do, I have a lot of stabilizers, different types of stabilizers from my embroidery days. And now that I've started again, I'm glad I kept it all. And what I did was take a tension curtain rod and made it such that it goes from one side of the closet to the other. And I have slid my stabilizer rolls onto the rod. So they're suspended now. So instead of having them loose, I can just roll them down like a little paper towel and cut out the size I need, and I'm a happy camper. I was so proud of myself when I thought about that. And plus, it gives me a little more storage space. Right now, where my cutting area is, I still have bins and stuff underneath the table. I'm going to make a little skirt for it so it can cover up some of my hidden treasures. And also, I'm going to digress just a little bit. I put my table up on risers to make it a little better for my back. So with that said, that's it for my new sewing room. And I'm going to move on to another topic. I'm going to talk about what I am currently working on. Right now, I'm participating in a block swap. It's called a newbie block swap. And newbie is spelled N-U capital B-E-E. And it is a Flickr group. I ran across it doing some backtracking on a Pinterest pin. I can't remember where I found it, but I did find it. And what they do, it's a monthly block swap, and they have what they call hives. I am in hive 6, and there is six of us. What you do is make one 12.5-inch block for each person in your hive. And you use the color choices that they have chosen. And the way you find out their color choices, they go around and they make mosaics of things that are in the colors that they like. So what you do is look at their mosaic and then choose fabrics based on the color choices. The background colors are either white or black. But for me, I chose gray for my background. I don't know. I kind of like gray as a background, especially in a modern quilty kind of quilt. So I chose gray as my background. And of course, my mosaic is basically purples and greens and blues and oranges. And it's very pretty. I like my mosaic, if I do say so myself. So today I completed the fifth block. I will post pictures of everything I talk about during this on my Blogspot blog so everyone can take a look at it. So come by there to see it. And if you don't know, you can reach it through thequiltingpot.com. That's the easiest way to get to my Blogspot blog. So I digress just a tad bit more. The other thing that I'm working on is a free motion quilting project. The whole cloth quilt that Leah Day did. I did a little mini quilt, and of course I cut my block or square to 16-ish inches and did my sandwiching, marked my quilt top, and got ready to do the quilting. And I wanted to go back and review what she had done. So it's always good to start at the beginning when you do something for the first time, because had I done so, she tells you at the very beginning to make your quilt block at least 20 inches larger. You don't have to make the quilt top the 15 and a half inch size. You can resize the pattern. So when you resize the pattern, you have to resize it four times and put it together and tape it. And of course, with the move and marking my quilt top, I couldn't find my light box. So I had to use a window. So me and my infinite wisdom, I'm upstairs. I have a nice big bedroom window. I'm going to go to my bedroom, pull up the blinds, tape my pattern there, put my piece of fabric up there, and mark my quilt. Marking the quilt, I use the friction pen. I do like it for marking because the lines do disappear with the steam. However, if you have hand-dyed fabrics, you may want to think twice because it does leave a fine, faint white line. I've said that in the past. It doesn't bother me. I just make it as part of my embellishment if it's that noticeable to others. But back to the marking. Marking. I went to pull up the blinds. It was kind of hard. So I'm like, okay, what is up with these blinds? And I'm pulling, I'm pulling. Guess what happened? The whole blind apparatus fell off. The thing that you seat the blinds, the top of the blinds in, and lock them in came open. The blinds came out. And this is not a single window, this is a double window. These are wooden blinds. They're heavy. Well, it fell on my head. Great. So I have blinds on the floor, tape, the dogs are around, my curtains are on the floor, and I got half of a quilt block hanging on the window and half not. I know the neighbors behind me are saying, "What in the world is she doing up there in that room with this stuff stuck on the window and the blinds falling and the curtains hanging?" But anyway, I got the blinds put back up. And I did get them raised just enough to get my quilt marked. So, in the interim, if I don't find my light box, I'll probably be buying another. Or I have this big old Rubbermaid bin that's clear. I may just use that and put one of my Ott lights on the bottom and just shine the light up and use that as a light box. It would be cheaper to do it that way because light boxes are not cheap. I know I have one, I just can't find it at the present time. So, what can I say? Things happen. It got resolved. The top got marked. I have done some quilting on it. You'll see a picture of it. And I am going to talk about something else right now, but I can't remember. So, hold on one second. Let me go check and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. What I was going to talk about next was craftsy classes that I'm taking. I think I've signed up for like four that I've paid for and one that is free. The ones that I'm going to talk about today is Stupendous Stitching by Carol Ann Waugh and Art Quilting 101 by Wendy Butler Burns. Stupendous Stitching has you use your machines embroidery stitches in order to lay down different stitches of your choices in different colors. So I did that. I did some couching of some piping and some yarn. And what she has you do is to go and do some hand embroidery to do further embellishment. You can embellish your piece wherever, however you want it. And I have a picture of what I'm doing. I am continuing to do some embellishing by hand. I'm thinking about putting some beading on it and some other things. So I still have quite a ways to go. She also shows you how to finish your piece and mount it so that you can hang it on the wall. And I thought it was pretty good. So I'm happy with the progress so far. As for my art quilting, not so much. I guess I am not the best free form type of quilter. Tanisha, my hat's off to you. Pam, you've done great things. Me, not so much. I will post what I've done. Oh, Katie, you also are good at it. I will post what I've done. Don't laugh. It's my first. Well, really not my first, but trying to do flowers and a butterfly and some free motion thread work is all new to me. I guess everything gets better with practice. I don't think art quilting in this form is for me, but you know, the jury's still out. I still am trying new things every day, so I'm not too sad about that. I am still working on my New York beauty blocks. I had to put them aside until the move was done. Now it's done. I have completed 3 of the 4 blocks. Only one block, though, has all 4 quadrants sewn together. I'm almost done piecing or paper piecing the arc for the 4th block. And once that's done, I will do my applique of my inner little pie piece and then sew all of the blocks together and then in turn sew each block to each other and figure out what I'm going to do for borders and binding and backing and all of that. So I'm still working on my New York beauty quilt. What's next on my radar? Well, I'm going to participate in the SwapBot 8-inch string block swap coming up in July. I've already joined the group. I think there are 9 participants so far, if I'm not mistaken. It's being hosted by Katie of Katie's Quilting Corner, or you may know her as Quilted Magnolia. So I'm looking forward to that. You should go by and take a peek. I think it's going to be fun. String blocks for me are kind of the most mindless and the easiest sewing that gives you a nice variety and a block that you go, kind of neat. So I am looking forward to participating in that swap. And the swap sign up ends June the 30th. And all of the blocks are due to the prospective persons by the end of July. So go by SwapBot and look her up. I think it's going to be fun. The more the merrier. The other thing that I'm going to do is Craftsy's free block of the month. If you want to give Craftsy a try on a free side, try the free block of the month. It looks like the instructor, and I can't remember her name, is a modern quilter because she is using Kona Snow as her background and some very funky fabrics. And I think I'm going to enjoy this one. It's free. I didn't have to pay for it. It started in January. Now we're in June. And she does 2 blocks a month. So I have a long ways to go to catch up. The fabrics that I'm planning on using are some of my batiks that I have stashed away. And I'm going to use a white background, be it Kona or Moda. I'm not quite sure. I do know that Kona tends to ravel a lot more than the Moda, so I may use Moda white or whatever their white is called to do my free block of the month class through Craftsy. With a new area, there are new local quilt shops. The 2 that are closest to me are Colonial Quilts and So Much More. Now, I have already gone to Colonial Quilts. They're a Bernina dealer, which I have a Bernina, so that's good to know. They have a long arm in the store in which they rent time once you take their introductory class, in which I've already signed up to take the class. My first class is Tuesday, and then I will be able to rent time. It's a little pricey. It's $15 an hour. We'll see how that goes. Maybe for the larger quilts, I'll do it. And for the smaller quilts, I'll just do it on my home quilting machine. We'll see how things go. They also have a red bag program, and four times a year or the fifth Saturday of the month, if you can, whatever you can fit in that red bag, you get 25% off your entire purchases, your entire purchase. They also have unadvertised specials for your red bag. And every time you come in the store and you bring your red bag, you get a free fat quarter. So yes, it was $15 for the bag. For me, it's worth it because I spend a lot of money in quilt shops. So happy about that. The other quilt shop is called So Much More. I'm not quite sure where it is. I do know it's off of 95, probably about 25 minutes from me, which is not too far. Both shops are about 20, 25 minutes from me. However, today being Sunday, tomorrow, if they're open, I'm not quite sure. I have to look them up. If not, it'll be sometime this week because this upcoming week is my last week off before I have to start work. So I need to get a lot of quilty things done. But anyway, come sometime this week, I will go to So Much More and see what they have to offer. There's also a Viking dealer somewhere around here, which I need to find because I also have a Viking. So she needs to be able to go for her annual tune-ups when it's time. So once I figure out where that is, I'm quite sure they have fabric there as well. My other plans to do, hopefully before I start back to work, is to find the local yarn shops and the fiber shops because, as you know, I am a knitter. I got to find my knitting group. I am getting ready to join a quilt guild. I can't remember the name right offhand. However, the last meeting before the summer was yesterday. I had to miss it for two reasons. Jody had a follow-up appointment from having to wear his cone of shame for 10 days. And also that was his first day of puppy training. So the next meeting won't be until September. So I got 2 months to wait with no guild participation. But if you hang on 1 second, I'll look up the guild name and I'll be right back. So I'm back. I just had a duh moment. The name of the quilt guild is, you guessed it, Savannah Quilt Guild. I thought it was something different, but I guess I was wrong. The other thing that I've been doing is some spinning on my spindle. While the doggies are outside playing, I take my spindle outside and I do some spindle spinning. And you will see a little bit of what I have done. I have taken a photo of one of my spindles right now. Two of them have fiber that I've recently spun on them. But this is only one of the two. And so you'll see a little bit of what else that I dabble in. I do have my spinning wheel. It's set up. I haven't used it yet, but probably when the weather starts cooling down, I'll get into my spinning wheel. As for my loom is in the sitting area of my bedroom, so I will be probably using that while I'm in my bedroom. It actually fits perfectly. My bedroom is very large. It has a sitting area, bedroom area, a huge, huge walk-in closet, a small closet, a huge bathroom, and I am very fortunate to have found this place to live while I'm here in the state of Georgia. The last thing I want to talk to you about is a doggy update. Well, the dogs have settled in. They have perused their backyard, peruse the neighborhoods, have definitely chosen the way they like to walk. Jody is now 11 pounds. Gizmo is still fluffy, so having the second dog has not helped him lose any weight. Hopefully, Jody won't gain much more weight. He is a pound short of what I was told was going to be his maximum weight. So, who knows? Hopefully, we don't get much bigger. I'm going to try to stay away from the treats. They are still a little rough on the hardwood floors, not so much scratching, but not being able to get their footing. And when they start running around and playing, then they go slip sliding away. The steps are not carpeted, so I have to be very careful that they don't slip slide down the steps and break something. I don't know what I'm going to do for the steps. I do know I need to get something done because I don't want them to slip and break anything. So if you have any suggestions of what I can do to a rental property hardwood floor steps that won't ruin them, please let me know. Last, they love the yard. What can I say? They can rip, run, roar, do whatever, jump, hop. It's a nice big fixed in yard, and they just love it. They go crazy. So with that said, I'm 30 minutes in right now. I think I'm going to stop here. You can reach me at thequiltingpot.podbean.com or at thequiltingpot.com. If you care to, you can follow me on Twitter, Ravelry, and Pinterest as Knitty AJ. So, until next time, may all your seams be straight.